Why are oil prices down so sharply when tensions are so high in the crude oil-producing Middle East? From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. I want to start with a sign of weakness in the jobs market that may have an acute cause. On Thursdays, we consult Diane Swonk, the chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So on Friday, a weak employment report came out for August. You saw that. Then just this morning, more people filed for unemployment benefits in the last week. 315,000 people. That's more than forecast. I know we have to be careful about week-to-week figures, but what do you see here?
Well, I think we have to be careful, but we also have to acknowledge something we know, and that is that some 8,000 casino workers got laid off as casinos closed in Atlantic City in recent weeks. We hope they find jobs again fairly quickly, but we don't have a lot of other big layoffs so far that we know about that are going to impact the September numbers, so we hope it's somewhat transitory.
Now, the price of crude oil is down 1.1% this morning using the Texas benchmark. It's $90.68 at last check. You'd think with all the tensions in the Middle East, that number would be higher.
Yeah, this has been, you know, something really unusual, is that we've seen a sort of decouple from the Middle East in terms of oil prices, and that's because everything from production the world over has been increasing, along with a lot of new oil discoveries. And let's face it, demand from Europe and most notably China has been weak. Now that China's willing to accept lower growth and not focus as much on exports as it had in the past, you're seeing some easing up on oil prices. And that's really important for us in the U.S. because it's also meant lower prices at the pump, which I do think we'll see some good news on and a little silver lining out there for retail sales.
Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial, thank you.
Thank you.
One of the oldest of American supermarket chains has figured out how to stay ahead of the fresh-faced competition. Kroger's of Cincinnati reported today that its profits went up 9% last quarter. Its stock is up 1.6% now. Kroger recently bought Harris Teeter and already owned Ralph's and Food for Less. The company's also doing a lot of hiring. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has more.
Last year, Kroger pulled in $98 billion in sales. That's almost double the business it was doing in the early 2000s. Business is so good, the supermarket chain is hiring 20,000 more workers. Analyst Jim Hertel at Willard Bishop says that's quite a feat.
Tough to say they're beating Walmart, but what I would say is that they are surviving better than any of the traditional supermarket competitors relative to Walmart.
Kroger owns high-end chains like Harris Teeter in the Southeast, but it's also got no-frills outfits like Food for Less. It's kept pace by cutting prices on grocery staples, building its own private brand, Simple Truth, into a near-billion-dollar business, and boosting customer loyalty with personalized coupons. Kroger's Lynn Marmer.
I don't get coupons for things I don't use, and that is all coming from our data analytics program.
Kroger's chairman, David Dillon, has called its sophisticated data analytics the company's secret weapon. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
By one projection, the United States needs about 1 million new teachers in the next 5 years or so as more baby boomer age instructors retire. A national campaign is underway to recruit more, but as Amy Scott reports from the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, holding on to those budding teachers may be tough.
Outside the Newseum in Washington, D.C., high school students and their teachers check out a bright green RV parked on the sidewalk.
So what do? You just kind of bring your knees up and stuff.
Three aspiring teachers have spent the last 4 weeks in these close quarters, traveling cross-country. Along the way, they talk to educators, policymakers, and entrepreneurs to learn about the many forms a career in education can take. 24-year-old Nadia Berkovich, a recent graduate of the University of Massachusetts, was one of the road trippers.
I'm being educated right now, and I hope that we can educate other people and really change the perspective of what being an educator means.
The road trip is part of a national campaign to elevate the status of teaching. A study a few years ago by consulting firm McKinsey & Company found that most top college students simply aren't interested in teaching because of the lack of prestige and low pay. High school teachers make, on average, about $55,000 a year. In a panel with the road trippers, Education Secretary Arnie Duncan urged high school and college students to consider the other rewards.
If you want to have real impact, if you want to have meaning in your life, I can't think of a better place to do it than in the classroom.
But even those who choose teaching often don't stay. Nearly half of new teachers leave the profession within 5 years. Liam Goldrick with New Teacher Center says many don't feel respected or supported at work. Now tenure is under attack and performance standards keep changing.
I think some folks want to make it a lot about compensation, and while that certainly is an issue and a concern, if you listen to what the teachers are saying, it's these other factors.
Rafael Silva, a 21-year-old UCLA student, ended the road trip certain he wants to start out in teaching, but he's not sure for how long.
It hasn't confirmed that it would be something that I would do for the rest of my life. And obviously, that's not something that people really do anymore with careers.
If he's right, raising the status of teaching won't be enough to keep teachers in the classroom. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And some trolley person on the internet claims to be an ex-employee who spits in the food at a steakhouse around the corner from the Marketplace New York Bureau here. Now, according to the New York Post, the restaurant is suing the digital directory Yelp to unmask the critic, who at the moment remains anonymous. The restaurant strongly suspects a specific job applicant who never got the job. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.